In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My brethren, today in the Holy Gospel, we see the Lord performing a miracle. He multiplied the loaves and the fishes in order to feed the multitude. And this was, in fact, the second time that our Lord performed this kind of miracle. The first time, he fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves. And the second time, he fed 4,000 people with 7 loaves. Our Lord gave the people what they needed. Now it's important to know that some people, the modernists, they will say that in fact there was no real multiplication. There was no real miracle. Nothing really supernatural. What really happened, they will say, was that each person gave a little bit, and then all the multitude was able to eat and be satisfied. So it was not, in fact, a multiplication performed by Christ, but simply a sharing performed by the people. My brethren, this is a lie, heresy, poison, garbage. There was a real multiplication, a real miracle performed by our Lord Jesus Christ. The scriptures say that the apostles were astonished by what had happened, because they knew they didn't have enough food, and yet everyone ate and was satisfied. And even more, there were baskets full of leftover. And we believe in the Holy Scriptures and in the power of Christ to perform this miracle. In fact, if we believe in His divinity, if we believe that Jesus Christ is God, my brethren, why would we have difficulties to believe in this miracle? But perhaps this is the root of the problem. The modernists who deny this miracle and the others, they do so because, in fact, they don't believe in the divinity of Jesus Christ. They are not even Christians. But I don't want to spend my time talking about the modernists, at least not today. But today, my brethren, I wanted to talk to you about a very important detail present in the Holy Gospel, a detail that is essential, I would say, to understand the miracle that our Lord performed. It's normal for us to fix our attention in what the Lord did, in the miracle that He performed, in the fact that He took some bread and some fish, multiplied them, and fed thousands of people. This is true, and it is the divine part of the miracle, the action of God. But I wanted to call your attention today to the human element of the miracle, to the essential role that was played by those who were in need of the intervention of God. In every miracle, we have to consider the action of God, but also the action of man. And then we will see that in every miracle, the action of man, in fact, precedes the action of God. Every miracle of Christ was, in fact, a response. The healing of that woman that had been bleeding for years was a response to her faith. The resurrection of the daughter of Jairus was a response to the request of her father. The resurrection of the son of the widow of Nain was a response to the tears of that mother, and so on. Every miracle is a response of God to the humble supplication of men. And it is so true that if we were to remove the action of men from these events of the gospel, the miracle of God would not have happened. If Jairus, for example, had not asked Christ to come and bring his daughter back to life, the resurrection of that little girl would not have happened. You see, every miracle is a response. And from this we should learn that if we desire a certain grace from God, a miracle from Him, we need to do our part. We need to move the heart of God to have compassion on us. In this regard, we have to understand that a little prayer from time to time, a little prayer from time to time is not enough. Especially if we are asking for a particular important grace from God. A little prayer will not be enough. Saint Monica prayed for the conversion of her son Augustine for 17 years. Not 17 days, 17 months, but 17 years. She persevered. And she received the grace with many tears, many sacrifices. So we should persevere in our prayers. But also we should pray with confidence. Confidence because St. James said that the one who doubts in his prayer will not receive anything from God. So if we pray with little faith, if we pray with doubts, distrusting the goodness of God, my brethren, we make ourselves incapable to see the miracles of God in our lives. So confident and persevering prayer is an essential element to move the heart of God to have compassion on us. But that's not all. And here comes that important detail of today's gospel that I wanted to speak about. My brethren, when we consider the miracle of the multiplication that we read today, what do you think was the action of man in that miracle? What did those people do in order to receive that miracle from the Lord? At the first glance, we might not notice it. But let's look closer. The gospel says that there was a great multitude with Jesus, and he had compassion on them because they had been with him for 3 days and had nothing to eat. So they had been with Christ for 3 days and had nothing to eat. And this is the important detail, the action of men in the miracle of the multiplication. This is what caused Christ to perform the miracle. Those people were fasting. And this fast moved the heart of God, because those people were able to relinquish food and drink for the sake of Christ, for the sake of being with him, to hear his voice, to listen to his words. So from today's gospel, we learn that fasting is another essential element when we have an important grace to ask from God, when we are hoping for a miracle. Works of penance also move the heart of God to have compassion on us. Our Lord said that some demons can only be cast out by prayer and penance, fasting. These two things put together have a lot of power in the spiritual world. So pray, but also fast for those important intentions you have in your heart, and you'll be able to see the miracle of God. And I would like to conclude my words today with a challenge for you. A challenge. We are about 40 days from the great feast of the Assumption of Our Lady into heaven. And from antiquity, our fathers in the faith have always prepared for this great feast with prayer and penance. So I wanted to invite you today to join me and observe this Lent of Mary, to pray the rosary every single day, and to choose some mortifications, some penances you can do, in trusting to Our Lady your most important prayer intentions. So I hope you can observe these 40 days of preparation, when we can pray for each other. Pray for each other's intentions, what will make everything even more powerful. And I'm sure that with prayer, with fasting, And through the powerful intercession of the Most Holy Virgin Mary, our Lord Jesus Christ will hear our prayers and grant the miracle that we need. So, my brethren, let us do our part, and God will do His. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.